This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. I like to think that all of my listeners are exceptional Americans. So welcome aboard on this Frantic Friday. And of course, we're cruising around the various news sources. We just got done with a little bit of the Epoch Times. And the whole thing with Roger Stone, and as it turns out, the foreplay woman. Yeah, I mean, really, she was playing before she became the forewoman. Well, what she was doing is running all these derogatory "I hate Trump" tweet business things going on. Nobody ever made any mind of that. Oh no, she must be the perfect pick to become the forewoman. Because she does the foreplay on Twitter and Facebook against Trump. So, naturally, if you're going to do and try and convict a Trump supporter such as of the level of Roger Stone, basically they were trying to look for a conviction for a ham sandwich in this case, which is what they did. And, of course, with this help of this foreplay forewoman. Yeah, that's the way the system has been rigged. You think Donald Trump's happy about that? No, he goes out and blasts them because they're going to try and get 9 years, 7 to 9 years for the kitty cat commercial. So look to see, because of the fact that this information came out, look to see that there's going to be a replay or something's going to break down here with the president. So this is the big headline on Fox right now. Trump says he never intervened in a DOJ case, but insists he can if he wants. He can intervene. He can listen, he is the chief law enforcement officer. What's wrong with these people? Of course, now the long knives are back out. Well, you know, I think they're kind of dulled. you know, I'm talking about Nancy. Your panties are in a bunch, Pelosi, that person. And Adam Schiff, your panties are really in a bunch. Well, your thong. I wonder if somebody's going to come out with a stylized Adam Schiff thong. Kind of has a ring to it. Adam Schiff thong. We got to say that all 10 times. Kind of like, say Adam Schiff thong. I know that's a bad visual, isn't it? I don't know. What is wrong with me this morning? Yeah. Yeah. We're back on the road again. That's what it is. Yeah. Traveling man again. Da-da-da-da. We got to play that Bob Seger song that's sort of becoming part of my life now, The Traveling Man. Da-da-da-da-da. It's a great song, by the way. I've always liked that song. Okay, some other little things here. It's a third-grade science project. Dan Crenshaw calls out Bernie Sanders and AOC's New Green Deal. That's really the way to describe these the Greens, if you will. They're third-grade science projects, and they have data. Data. Scientific method data that, you know, you can be dishonest about data, which is exactly the mountain that they're climbing when they climb up the, I guess you'd say, climate change. It's climate change. You know, the carbon footprint. Let's leave a carbon footprint as we climb up the mountain. Right. These, the greens. No science behind it. Ask you, what blows out a green. You know, you've heard me say this. Just say, what is carbon? Huh? What is carbon? And they go, AOC should get up and testify. She should be made to say, ask questions. You know what carbon is? Can you tell us what carbon is? They can't do it, by the way. Listen. So don't talk to me about science if you can't come to the table and say, you know, oh, this is what carbon is. Do you even know what a periodic table of the elements is? Here's a big one. Let's throw in amino acids. Deoxyribonucleic acids. Ribonucleic acids. Telomeres. Let's get down to it. What is all that? AOC, what's that? She'd have no clue. Most people in Congress have no clue. But they pontificate about climate change and this climate change. Talk about, geez. So this is the world we're living in. Third grade science project, Dan Crenshaw. He's the guy with the patch, a veteran, of course, talking on Fox News. I'm not going to belabor that one. But money for nothing. Okay, double danger. Fugitive monitored for coronavirus at New York following a lockup. Following China travels. He looks like Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Oh, you know, every time I see guys who look like Raymond, the gangster look, the Chinese gangster look, I think of Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. That's who I think of. McCarthy breaks down how Schiff Dems really feel about Hannity viewers. I'll bite on this one a little bit, just for a minute or two. I want to hear what he has to say about all this, and it's going to give me a commercial, then we'll get on from there. It says, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy hits back at impeachment leader and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. There's one person you should have to add to the lying list, and that's Adam Schiff. Well, that would be a fact. Adam Schiff and his lying ways.
Now, I understand the Attorney General got in this late. He has to clean up a big mess here. There's certain information that we already do know. We know that many of these people lied. We know many of these people lied but only the president's friends have been, or supporters have been, prosecuted. They want to put Stone in jail for 9 years when the median time spent in jail for a rapist is 4.2 years. The attorney general was right, but I understand his need for independence, and I understand the president's frustration. Congressman, your thoughts.
Well, first I'd say, Sean, there's one person you have to add to the lying list, and that's Adam Schiff. He uses chairmanship to lie to us about that he had proof. He lied to us about not knowing who the whistleblower was. He lied to us by using that committee to actually tell us the FISA court was okay. And then he lied to us one more time when he read the transcript. That was not true. The only thing these people are guilty of that had to go to jail, they're guilty of the same thing you and I are guilty of, that we support our president. That is what the Democrats only look at, because they don't just hate the president. They hate you. They hate me. They hate the viewers. They hate everything about us.
Well, who argues with that, right? I don't. Absolutely. Absolutely, they hate everything about us. But that's just the way it rolls, right? By the way, Eric Swalwell, listening to a group of people talk about Eric Swalwell last night. I was in Eric Swalwell land last night. Interesting. And I guess it's not going well at his town halls. Though you see, even in Alameda County, you have Trump-supporting conservatives who cornered him, apparently, on two occasions. Left him blithering and blabbering in the corner to himself, where he deserved to be. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You know, we've been reporting that you know, the house is burning down for California, of course. And we've been reporting that, you know, a whole long list of things happening to California, especially like with its, what do you call it, PERS system, retirement system, and the corruption that's going on. Back in July, Nan Su of the Epoch Times came out with a just incredible story about how the Chinese have been tampering, of course, with the public employees' retirement system, the largest one in the world. They've been tapping into it, and they've basically been draining it dry and stealing the money. That's really what's been happening. So people are coming to grips with the fact that there is no more PERS, and people are not going to get the retirement funds and so on. That's just sort of a fact of life. But now there's another little problem going on, and that has to do with the coronavirus. This came from our own Chris Street. Actually, the article came out several days ago, updated 2 days ago. It came out on the 11th, and we mentioned this. I think he actually mentioned this when he was on the show earlier in the week. But here it is now as an article. China coronavirus causes 83% plunge in maritime shipping rates. 83% plunge in maritime shipping rates. In other words, it's an 83% plunge in shipping. I'm just going to forget about the shipping rates. That's what they're charging. But this plunge, of course, is caused by the fact that China is not producing things because of the disruption of the coronavirus. They're not manufacturing. They can't have their workers. See, they do the stack and pack business. It's slave labor over there. When you go over there, you see that they stack and pack their people in these big buildings. And in fact, in some of the buildings, to prevent suicide, they have nets strung out on the buildings so that people won't jump out of the windows and kill themselves. Yeah, I mean, that's bad for business when your employees are killing themselves. Then you have to retrain somebody else, right? They have nets. So anyway, this is his calculation. He does the numbers thing. So an 83% plunge in maritime shipping rates is the key thing. And like I said, if you want to interpret it the other way, you can. It all means down. big jump down. And he says the Baltic Dry Index, the BDI as it's known, that represents the average price to ship an ocean-going container has plunged since early September by over 83% to a price of $411 on February 11th. Wow, now's your time to pack it in. The Baltic Dry Index is a bellwether of the maritime shipping industry, which tracks freight rates for the world's largest cargo ships, hit a 9-year high of 2,518 points on September 4th, as optimism swelled that the United States and China would settle their trade war and international trade would continue expanding. But the combination of a delayed trade truce and the coronavirus outbreak is on the verge of devastating globalized supply chains. This is a big deal, and I was on the Dave Hodges show the other day, and we talked about this, the supply chain being totally disrupted. And we also mentioned that, you know, only 23% of the people in China wash after going to the Toiletten. It's German for toilet. So that's a problem. I mean, you want to know how to break the chain and the spread of coronavirus, start washing your hands. Get up to the civilized states of 70, 80, 90% of all Chinese washing your hands, and you'll break that whole cycle of virility that's going on right now with the spread of the virus. But no, they don't want to do that. It says the largest maritime container ships are made of as much steel as the 8 Eiffel Towers and have the capacity to carry up 23,756, 20-foot containers. Wow, I didn't know that. That's a lot of containers. About one-third of all global traffic flows through ports along China's 9,000-mile-long coastline. The China Ministry of Transportation reported in August 2019 that despite the Sino-U.S. trade war, The containerized traffic volume at its 49 main ports through the month of July was at 132.7 million TEUs. Those are the containers. Up 4.5% compared to the first 7 months of 2018. At that time, container shipping customers were bidding prices up over fears that a trade deal settlement would spike demand and set off a bidding war for container access. But the coronavirus outbreak has tanked the entire commercial maritime industry as China has drastically curtailed industrial production. See, this is, they can't bring the workers in to do the jobs, resulting in shriveling commodity demand and curtailment of oil refinery runs. So they're running out of oil. See, China needs oil, and they get their oil from the Middle East. This is why we walked away. We're walking away from the Middle East. That's one of the things Donald Trump's trying to do right now, get out of that Middle East quagmire, which, you know, downsizing the military. And China can have the Middle East in their problems, right? Why? See, the United States, we're energy independent. We're actually an exporter of oil and natural gas. That's what Rick Perry did. Rick Perry, as the energy secretary, has created this huge boom in demand for American energy, gas, and oil. And it's because of Rick Perry, the good work that he's done in bringing in contracts from all over the world for our natural gas, especially the natural gas can be shipped now, and oil. And so we're just going through the roof on this. That's one of the things that's driving our great economy. And China has no access to oil per se. They don't have, they're trying to steal oil fields, if you will, down off of Vietnam. We know that. They'll never become energy independent. So they're always going to have to be dependent on the Middle East or the United States. Shocking. Shocking. This is according to Everscore ISI Transportation Analysis, John Chappell, the impact on physical trade flows and potentially more importantly the uncertainty of this virus is resulting in unprecedented measures and precipitous declines in rates across all shipping segments. He added, China is the incremental buyer of nearly every major commodity with outsized impacts on iron ore and increasingly the crude oil and LNG markets. Liquid natural gas, right? American Shipper reported that the estimated rental rate for very large crude carriers, VLCC, did you know that's what they call very large crude carriers, capable of transporting 2 million barrels of crude oil, were offered at $21,900, down 78% in the last month. Only eight of the VLCC tankers were loaded at Middle East Gulf ports last week, compared to the usual 30 per week. Now are you getting it? Organization of Petroleum Exporters, OPEC, announced on February 10th that its Joint Technical Committee had advised its members to extend its previous production cuts through the end of 2020 in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Sea Intelligence, the Copenhagen-based container shipping consultancy, released a report over the weekend stating that carriers within a short span of time have canceled 31 sailings, including 21 for Trans-Pacific and 10 for Asia-Europe trade. This is a sharp and severe indication of the disruption in demand flows from the coronavirus. Sea Intelligence calculates that carriers are losing 300 to 350 million in revenue per week. The worst coronavirus impacts have hit capsized bulk commodity carriers that can transport 180,000 deadweight of tons that saw day prices drop from $3,224 on December 31st to $236 on February 7th as China's iron ore demand to make steel, listen to this, has evaporated. Gee. And California is supposed to depend upon China for various and sundry monies to help its budget out. How do you think that's going to work out for people? We'll be back.
He's than doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And of course, the big news out of the convention coming up in on the 28th and 9th in San Luis Obispo is that Governor Mike Huckabee will be there as the guest speaker, one of our guest speakers on Saturday. So we encourage everybody who wants to come to get a ticket and be there. It's going to be an incredible, historic moment in New California history. And also history shaping this nation. Yes, yes. If you're going to be a part of history, get your ticket. I'm running down the list here of tidbits that are going on right now. It's almost like there's so much news. We could talk all day. Well, you know, okay. We'll try and do an all-day broadcast sometime to see how the throat holds up on that one. I'm going to just read what I got going on here. This is the Epoch Times U.S. headline, Los Angeles to dismiss 66,000 marijuana convictions, according to the district attorney. The way that this just goes right into the Adam Carolla conversation at the beginning of the last hour, doesn't it? About 66,000 marijuana convictions in Los Angeles County will be dismissed. That's Jack Phillips in today's The Epoch Time. Trump wants new tax cuts by 2020. That's Kudlow. According to Larry Kudlow. Weight loss, Belvic pulled from market over cancer risk. Here we go. Famed charter school fights for survival. Students make tearful appeal. This is in Santa Ana, California know this well. And, of course, they've been trying to shut down charter schools, as I know, for a long time. And this is the teachers' union and so on because, you know, we can't, the charter schools can't steal money from the unions, right? Only the unions can steal money from you. And, of course, the unions working in harmony with the California Department of Education does a fine job of stealing money from the schools and the kids, ultimately. Yeah, this is something that really needs to be investigated. It says, a famed county charter school fights for survival. Students make tearful appeal. Santa Ana, California. In recent times, California charter schools have faced greater scrutiny with the California Teachers Association. That's a great one to create scrutiny. Spending millions last year to lobby for an overhaul of the charter system. Against this backdrop, the famous charter school in Orange County has found its 20-year peaceful relationship with the local school district descending into a bitter feud. Orange County School of the Arts has produced many famed alumni, including Pedro Pascal, Oberlin Martell of Games of Thrones, and another, Hannah Elsie, who had a month-long appearance on NBC's The Voice. Alumni Matthew Morrison, who went to the school, went on to star in Glee, has said his experience at the OCSA was the cornerstone of his professional career. When OCSC applied for its regular 5-year license last year, the Santa Ana School District took issue with dozens of charter policies and practices that have been in place for decades, according to school officials. Of course, they did. The communists have settled in Santa Ana. Chapman University, anybody? Yeah, this is the Santa Ana School District that, remember, Santa Ana High School at the time objected to one last year, 2 years ago. The students that were standing up and had signs portraying Donald Trump as their president. And this absolutely offended. In fact, the head football coach came out and decried on Twitter or Facebook how evil, basically, these other students were at the other school. And it was the most outrageous. But again, Santa Ana has been influenced heavily by the communists at Chapman University. Yeah, they've gone in there and they've helped them out. Helped out the school district, you know, with various and sundry programs to make them more civilized and communist, basically. That's what it comes down to. So this is not a surprise, and it shouldn't be. They're trying to shut down something like a charter school. It's successful. It's winning, winning, winning. It says that the district also hit the school with a much-disputed $19 million bill last year for retroactive special education contributions, and it attempted to block millions of dollars in state funding to the school. The district argues that the OCSA has a discriminatory enrollment process. It contends that the school does follow the rule for charters that they cannot pick and choose their students. Charters must accept all students. All right, so I'm a little baffled by that one. It says, the district argues OCS has a discriminatory enrollment policy. It contends that the school does follow the rules for charters, that they cannot pick and choose their students. Charters must accept all students. This later charge has become a common one against charters in California.
Sure.
This is the communist way. Enrollment processes that require essays, auditions, and grade reviews have been under scrutiny by groups such as the ACLU, a group that has spurred the Santa Ana District in its scrutiny of the OCSA. On February 5th, the OCSA presented its case to the Orange County School Board, and the OCSA hopes the board can take authority over by July, before July. That would be the common thing. I don't know if the school board is going to do that. They should do that. It's a very successful school. See, you cannot have success in Orange County any longer because the communists are there, and they're in your school boards. Sure. This is what Pompeo was telling everybody the other day. This is what Pompeo was saying to everybody. The communists have infiltrated themselves at all levels, including school boards. It's not a shock. Santa Ana Unified is a poster child for communist infiltration. Hello. Ethnic studies programs are the big thing, right? Peter McLaren, Chapman University, the Mr. King Kong Maoist communist, a friend of Pope Francis. They're close Argentine allies, by the way. Probably didn't know that. That's why he he's there because he's presenting. He's helping Papa out. Papa. Yeah, we know that. The district's lawyers claim the district must maintain authority over the school. And the school's lawyers argue that the board can take authorizing power. The school board has up to 90 days to respond to the February 5th appeal. Put our children's anxieties and fear aside. During the appeal before the school board, students and their parents voiced concerns. Many of the pleas were tearful. My daughter has finally found her tribe. OCSA is a gem. It's an amazing school. Yeah, it works. Sure it works. Our school was working. You couldn't make it work, though. Oh, no, you can't have that happen. Oh, no, you can't be successful. That's the mantra. I know. They shut two of mine down. I get it. And it's all corruption. It's all straight-up corruption at the school district level, to the state, and to the unions. And, of course, the unions have taken all this over, right? Yeah. Another OCSA student said, I would just like to say that OCSA has literally been nothing but wonderful to me. There's no other experience I like it. I've been accepted there. My old school made me feel like an outcast. I bet. There's more racism on those campuses than ever before, of course, than all campuses down there. That's because they've been promoting racism. It's really an odd thing now in schools when they really do promote racism, which is what's going on down there in those schools. OCSCA, along with other Santa Ana schools, received notification from the district last spring that the district had retroactively discovered a shortfall in special education funding. Shocking! A shortfall! And you're going to pay for it, kids. Yeah. And, of course, they don't go to the state and say, where's the shortfall that you haven't paid us all this money you owe us? Oh, no, they won't do that. You see, because when you've got the menage a trois going on with the state, in the county, in the school district, right? That's what's going on. So the state diverts 40%, let's say 20% of all funding that's supposed to go to the school district. County diverts another. School district's left with, 60% return after they should have 100%. Right. This is what goes on here. The kids get screwed, and they've been getting screwed under this corrupt system. It's evil and corrupt. The district billed the schools for millions. Representatives from the three schools thus billed co-authored an editorial in the Orange County Register. Not once in the nearly two decades our schools have been open has the Santa Ana Unified School District ever claimed we owe them anything above the amount they already withhold. To our knowledge, no audit of the district's financial statements from the past 20 years has ever backed up this sudden... An audit! Shocking! Call out the state to help you out! Betty Yee will help you... Oh, I'm sorry. Betty Yee, the state auditor, she can't put her finger on $320 billion of receipts from last year alone. There you go. So why would it be any different? There's been no audit to back up the sudden shortfall claim. They used an analogy to describe how it felt receiving the bill last March. It would be as if you had been paying your mortgage for 15 years on your house, only to have the bank claim that they made a mistake in calculating your payment and demand $1 million without providing proof of the error. And that was the beginning of the feud. Racism, communism, and Santa Ana Unified. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. We published a story from, and I know that I got some listeners that were there, excuse me, in Livermore last night at my speech. And I was referring to this $320 billion missing from California last year, credit downgrade suit. And this came primarily, the article, it came from, where did it come from? It came from Real Clear Politics, I should say. Adam Andrelinsky is the author, and it's got the link where you can go to him. It talks about this suing California to produce a state checkbook. This is what they're up to. New California State predicted this last year that when the state's controller Betty Yee stopped producing the monthly audit reports required by law, Chris Street has made numerous attempts to get the reports on behalf of New California and Agenda 21 Radio to lessen the financial blow. The state upped by 3 months, the state's primary election system, making it able to, of course, float bonds. So this, I'm bringing this out because this is clearly the socialist communist trying to bring down the charter school system in Santa Ana Unified. It says, it goes on in the article, and it's got the link. I think this article has the link. We have two articles about this. I think this is the one that has, it doesn't have the link to it. It does. You can go to the taxpayer, Silicon Valley, homeless, San Francisco, down at the very bottom to get the link on that. But it talks about how there's $320 billion that's unaccounted for. And, I mean, this is just an outrageous number in terms of receipts. So that's the issue, receipts. Where are the receipts to account for the $320 billion? And she can't come up with a number. It says California State, whose $3 trillion GDP ranks it ahead of the United Kingdom, spends an enormous sum of money. The state spends more than $320 billion per year with federal taxpayers, funding $106 billion of it. If taxpayers can't follow the money, it will be hard for the state to address its mounting fiscal challenges. Okay, that's just to say the least. But that's one of the articles. That's where we're kind of coming from for this whole thing with the charter school. But this famed charter school, which actually opened up in 1987, has been, you know, a conservative stalwart of, again, conservative Orange County. Now what you really have gotten, especially now that we're taking a look at this, the Santa Ana Unified School District has, works with, in conjunction with their ethnic studies program at Chapman University, which is headed by Peter McLaren. Peter McLaren, a known Marxist Maoist revolutionary out of Argentina, who has been brought in as a communist agitator. He was at UCLA, right? So he works closely with all these various agencies, especially, you know, he knows how to work the system, so to speak. So he knows how to work what's going on, like with the ACLU and things like that. So he's been working, clearly he's been working with the state of California people, because there's communists here, to try and shut down all these vestiges of conservative values, such as charter schools. And this has been going on. I'm telling you, when I had charter schools, they shut me down because we were a charter school and going to be very successful. And by the way, we were a manual arts charter school. So we were, you know, shop classes were going to be our big forte, which, of course, had been decimated. But, oh, no, Jerry Brown couldn't have that, nor Barack Obama. They had to shut us down. Anyway, so the Santa Ana Unified School District has been working hand-in-hand with Peter McLaren, a known communist agitator. And, of course, it shouldn't be a surprise that the influences of these communists from Chapman University have gotten elected many school board members that are communist in Santa Ana. They lean that way. So this is clearly what this has happened. What's happened here. They bring in all these outside organizations to help them through this little problem, right? I just can't let this one alone, of course. They go on to talk about the success and so on, but I want to get down to the special education shortfall. And we talked about how they were billed millions the district billed the schools for millions. This is the extortion scheme being acted upon on this charter school. They're being extorted by the school district at this point. See, charter schools have the chartering district is the Santa Ana Unified School District. A county can charter a school, and then the state can charter their school. It's unlikely, in my opinion, that at the end of all this, that the county, Orange County schools, unless there's major pressure applied someplace along the line, and depending upon the infiltration of communists within the Orange County School District. See, this is why, you know, people talk about New California, and we say that in New California that part of the problem are the existing people in governance. And this is what the Founding Fathers realized, that if you want to form a new state, then the dialogue of the people has to be with the state legislature. In our case, it's the Assembly and the Senate. There's 120 people there. Our dialogue is not with local government officials or the governor or the judiciary. Our conversation is strictly with those people, the representatives, because you see, they understood that in moments like this, when you have a monoparty dictatorship, democratic action or state, that the people that are engaged in the state activities or county activities, they're part of the problem, and so they should be completely dismissed. Out of hand as having anything to do with the formation of a new state. They are the problem. And this is a classic example where you've got communists infiltrated into the system, clearly, with Peter McLaren and helping out with, it doesn't get any more communist than that. Bill Ayers is a Peter McLaren friend. Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorr, that's who that runs with these folks. You know, and the whole Chapman University system up there has just turned into communist. We know that. It's kind of interesting, huh? It says one of the things that they're being billed for, and this is the representatives from three of the charter schools thus billed co-authored an editorial in the Orange County Register stating, not once in the nearly two decades of our schools have been open that the Santa Ana Unified School District ever claimed we owe them anything above the amount they already withheld. See, they withhold the money for special education. The Santa Ana Unified School District from the school, the charter school. Shocking. And to our knowledge, no audit of this district's financial statements from the past 20 years has ever backed up this sudden shortfall claim. This is the extortion. Pay up in what they want you to do, because really good charter schools will have a trust fund in which they'll bank money because they know that the school district and the state will screw them. And that was one of the requirements we did in our second school. We figured out the state is going to extort us to open. So we were actually kind of playing, we're building in the extortion fund. It says they used an analogy to describe how it felt receiving that bill last March. It said it would have been as if you had been paying your mortgage for 15 years on your house only to have the bank claim that they made a mistake in calculating your payment and demand millions of dollars without providing proof of the error. I mean, these school people have to have proof of that error, and the school district can't prove it. And that was the beginning of the feud, they said. Well, sure, they pissed them off. They brought it to light. You're extorting these kids in this charter school. Straight up extortion. This is called communism. This is what communists do. The district has singled out OSCA, as the most contentious school among those built. Shocking. Those contentious people, they ought to get them in line real quick. Break out the whips and chains and get those parents under control at the OSCA. OSCA has said paying the bill would be detrimental to school operations. The district has argued that the OSCA has money. Well, and we want it. Forget about the calculations. We know we held all the money before. We withheld it from you properly, but screw you. We want more money now. And screw your kids, because we hate kids. Your kids. The district has argued that OCSA has the money. The district had moved to withhold $500,000 in funding against the bill. Right. The bill that's made up, they have no idea. They just want $500,000. A court ruled last year that the district cannot withhold funds because of this amount owing. That would have bankrupted OCSA within 6 months, Operick said at the appeal before the school board. A court also urged the district not to block $2 million in state funding to charters by listing it as not in good standing. The district complied and reinstated the charter's good standing status. See, this is the crap of the... This is more evidence of the district's extortion. Alleged discrimination in enrollment. Well, here we go. At the board hearing, the district cited ACLU materials. Ah, there you go. Bring out the communist system of the ACLU that claim OCSAs. This is enrollment process is discriminatory. ACLU has reported that although people of color make up about 90% of the population of Santa Ana, only 10% of the 20% of students who attend OCSA are people of color. OCSA has required auditions for applicants, ACLU reported, when charter schools require essays or interviews but purportedly do not use them to select students. These hurdles give the appearance of selectivity. Well, it is a charter school for that reason, for the arts, which may discourage applicants from schools with less privileged backgrounds. Here you go. See, they're pandering to this group, right? They're pandering to the illegal foreign nationals who brought their kids here. Right, illegal foreign nationals. ACLU charges that this may violate laws that say charters cannot select students, but must be open to all equal terms. Such policies may violate state and federal civil rights laws. OPIAC denounced the district for citing ACLU materials instead of the school's own policies. For example, he said the school does not require identification documents that would discourage some immigrants from applying. Of course they don't. The school provides many extracurricular activities for local disadvantaged students, and so on. Anyway, we got to run for time now. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to say many, many nice things about so many people. I can't really do that right now because it's running short. But anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit newcaliforniastate.com and come to the convention on the 28th and 29th. Mike Huckabee and the president knows. Stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.